Welcome into Scout and Route for Clemson, North Carolina, the ACC Championship game right here on the Landry Football Podcast Network. Well, this game doesn't have national playoff meaning whatsoever. It's in the past been a path for Clemson to get there. We know the loss to South Carolina eliminates them from any discussion at 10-2 because their body of work is not that good. North Carolina is struggling a little bit down the stretch. But certainly the winner here is going to go to the Orange Bowl on December 30th and have a good matchup with B. Certainly huge for North Carolina. For Clemson, slight disappointment, no question. But Clemson has had some issues. They had their two-game winning streak snap last week, and that loss to South Carolina. And the biggest problem that I see is that this is not a dominant Clemson team because they're not great on defense on the back end. And offensively, they're not consistent enough at quarterback. DJ Uiagalelei has struggled. He's played well at times, but his inconsistency has had more of an impact on this team than maybe some of the others. In other words, this team is not dominant enough to overcome adequate play or below by the quarterback. Will Shipley, you know, certainly been great for that team, but without consistent play from the quarterback position, you've got a problem. For North Carolina, they entering the game on a two-game losing streak after falling 30-27 in double overtime to North Carolina State. The defense has been really difficult to watch. They've been poor. They've been really bad. It's been about Drake May. Drake May and Caleb Williams have carried their teams more than anybody. Those two guys are, without question, the most valuable players in college football. I would invite those two and B. John Robinson to New York, quite frankly. May has been outstanding. The fact that he's a freshman makes it all the more amazing. Who can get stops in this game? It's more likely that Clemson can get more stops since North Carolina really doesn't get any. So it really comes down to me is how does DJU play in this game? How does he show up? Will Shipley's going to be a big factor? I think they can control this game, Clemson can. Is their attitude going to be what it needs to be because they're not playing for a potential spot in the playoffs? Another thing to look at for Clemson. For North Carolina, people will be able to see Drake May, many of them for the first time. I've studied him all year long, but a lot of people haven't seen him. For North Carolina, this is huge. Going to an Orange Bowl would be huge, and it would certainly, you know, put a better taste back in their mouth over a struggle the back half of this season. I got more breakdowns of this game and all the matchups over at LandryFootball.com, so make sure that you check it out today. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network where you can get all of our football content. Now for the route to victory on this, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Ryan Stevens, and this is the route to victory for this weekend's ACC Championship game between the number 9 Clemson Tigers and the number 23 North Carolina Tar Heels. 8 p.m. Eastern kickoff on ABC. Clemson, a 7.5-point favorite. This one opened at 8 in favor of the Tigers, so coming down just a bit. Clemson 10-2 overall this season, but just 6-6 against the spread. They, of course, lost to South Carolina last week and have lost 3 of their last 5 against the spread as well. North Carolina, 9-3 overall, 6-6 against the spread. They've also lost 3 of their last 4 against the number and come in off a loss against NC State. The Tar Heels, however, have covered in 5 of their last 6 games following an against the spread loss. Clemson have covered in 15 of their last 17 games in December, as well as 5 of their last 6 conference games. They are 20-7 against the spread in their last 27 neutral site games, but have covered in just 4 of their last 13 games following an against the spread loss. I don't think the Tigers have a ton of momentum coming in. I think that UNC offense is explosive, and I think UNC covers the 7.5-point spread in this one. As for the over-under, number currently sitting at 63.5, it opened at 61.5, so going up. Reason why? UNC is over in their last 4 neutral site games. They're over in 21 of their last 29 games against teams with a winning record, as well as 5 of their last 7 games in the month of December. Clemson, similarly, over in 6 of their last 7 following an against the spread loss, as well as their last 7 games on grass, they've gone over in 5 of those, and 5 of their last 7 against teams with a winning record. So, I think this one goes over. I think UNC scores a heck of a lot of points. I think they cover the 7.5, maybe even a small money line play here on the Tar Heels. I think they might have a chance to pull it out. So, UNC plus the 7.5 over 63.5. Thank you for joining us here on the Route to Victory. You can find more game previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ryan Stevens, and this was the Route to Victory for this weekend's ACC Championship game.